From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Turkish military, along with allied Syrian rebels, is in the sixth day of a military campaign to drive Kurdish forces and Islamic State militants out of the Jarablus area. In Washington, Secretary of Defense Ash Carter Monday called on Turkey to concentrate on the fight against the Islamic State group and to stop attacks on the Kurdish-led alliance.
We've called on both sides to not fight with one another, to continue to focus the fight on ISIL. That's the basis of our cooperation with both of them.
The Turkish government has made it clear that its seizure of the border town of Jarablus is as much to halt the Kurds as to expel the Islamic State group. The U.S. State Department is continuing to warn U.S. citizens of an increased threat from terrorist groups throughout Turkey. In a travel advisory issued Monday, the State Department said it urges Americans to avoid traveling to the southeastern part of the country, especially to areas in close proximity to the Syrian border.
Nesta jornada para me defender do impeachment.
Testifying Monday at her impeachment trial, suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff denied allegations of manipulating government accounts. Ms. Rousseff addressed the Senate, repeating her claim that the impeachment drive was a coup. Rousseff is accused of taking illegal state loans to cover deficits in the budget. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on candidates in Gabon to refrain from claiming victory in Saturday's presidential election until the results are released. Sunday presidential challenger Jean Ping said early results indicated he has won the vote, while a spokesman for the incumbent Ali Bongo said the president is headed for a second term. This is VOA News. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina says she wants to cooperate closely with the United States in the fight against terrorism. Secretary of State John Kerry announced Monday that the two countries have agreed to work together in the areas of law enforcement and intelligence. Kerry said he had a very candid conversation with Ms. Hasina about outside influence on terrorism in Bangladesh.
There is evidence that ISIL in Iraq and Syria has contacts with about eight different entities around the world, and one of them is in South Asia. And they are connected, to some degree, with some of the operatives here.
Sheikh Hasina's government has been accused by analysts of not recognizing the foreign source of terrorism in the country and insisting that attacks are homegrown. The U.S. and India have signed a key logistics agreement that will enable U.S. and Indian forces to use each other's bases for repair and replenishment of supplies. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter told reporters Monday at the Pentagon that he and Indian Defense Minister Manohar Parrikar formally signed the Logistics Exchange Memorandum of Agreement earlier in the day. Parrikar also spoke to reporters.
I fully share his ambition and resolve to make India-U.S. partnership one of the defining partnerships of the 21st century. We appreciate the decision of U.S. government to designate India as a major defense partner.
Manohar Parrikar. Authorities say a suicide attack in the Yemeni city of Aden has killed at least 45 people and wounded dozens. Officials say a suicide bomber drove his car Monday into a building used by pro-government troops. There has been no claim of responsibility. Iraqi officials say five suicide bombers attacked a wedding party, killing at least 15 people. The French news agency says 20 people were wounded in the attack Sunday in the town of Ain al-Tamer. Officials say there was no immediate claim of responsibility. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has found evidence that two U.S. state election databases were breached recently by people believed to be foreign hackers. The law enforcement agency is urging state election officials to enhance their computer security systems. Yahoo News quoted sources who said voter registration systems in Arizona and Illinois were penetrated. U.S. actor Gene Wilder has died. He was 83. Wilder's nephew said Monday that the actor and writer died earlier this month in Stamford, Connecticut, from complications from Alzheimer's disease. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.